Earlier this year, a young mother was convicted for pointing her gun at someone in a situation she claimed was self-defense, and she got a mandatory 2-year prison sentence. The story received some national attention, largely because Suwatu Salama Ra was pregnant at time of the incident, and because it appeared that the stand your ground law was not applied in her case, and now she's appealing her conviction. Sarah Swick has been following the story, and she's with us now. Sarah, remind us just what this case is all about.
Well, this case originated in a dispute or a fight between two teenage girls, actually, and one of those girls was the niece of Suwatu Salama Ra. Apparently, the other young woman in this case, who was the daughter of someone who was known to the family, the two girls got into a fight at school. One of the young ladies, they apparently made up after this fight, and then the other young girl came to stay with Ra's niece at her family home, her mother's home in Detroit in, I believe, July of 2017. And this upset the family because there was still some tension between the families over this. So the girl's mother, whose name is Chanel Harvey, was called to come and pick up her daughter. Apparently, a dispute ensued after that in which Suwatu Salama Ra says that Miss Harvey used her vehicle as a weapon and rammed into her car, which had her 2-year-old daughter playing in it at the time, and then tried to run over her mother, and that she pulled her unloaded gun on them in self-defense. Now, Miss Harvey presented a different version of the story, claimed she hit the car accidentally and that she was not trying to run anyone over. And she filed a complaint against Miss Ra, and Miss Ra was the one who ended up sentenced to 2 years for felonious assault and a weapons charge.
And now she's appealing that conviction. So what is her attorney arguing?
So there's actually about a half dozen legal issues in this appeal, but the two sort of ones at the forefront center on some issues that the defense, Ms. Ra's attorney, claims the judge made, some errors that the judge made during the trial. This is Wade Fink, Suwatu's attorney.
He made so many errors in this case, in this trial, that it was hard as an appellate lawyer to pick which issues I was going to bring up. I mean, that's just how riddled with error and unfair this trial was.
So help us understand, what are the major errors the attorney is citing in this appeal?
So the testimony at trial, and that was accepted into the record and I don't believe was ever challenged, was that Ms. Ra's gun was unloaded. So her attorney is saying here that the judge should have instructed the jury that she was using non-deadly force rather than deadly force when she pointed the gun at Ms. Harvey, saying she was trying to get her to go away and stop using her car as a weapon. Now, the situations in which you're allowed to use non-deadly force rather than deadly force under Michigan law are much broader. To use deadly force, you have to be in immediate fear of your life or of great bodily harm. But the judge instructed the jury that they could only consider that she had used deadly force, and they convicted her on that basis. Now, Ms. Ra's attorney, Wade Fink, says that was an improper jury instruction and that that was one of the major errors that the judge made in this case.
So the question becomes, was it reasonable for Ms. Ra, with a 2-year-old child in the front seat of her car, perceiving Ms. Harvey, a person on felony probation for felonious assault, perceiving her to be ramming her car towards her 2-year-old child and her mother, is it reasonable to deter that person with an unloaded gun?
So Mr. Fink there actually brings up one of the second big issues that is the basis for appeal here, which is that Chanel Harvey was on probation for her third felony when this incident occurred, but the jury never heard about that because the judge instructed that her her past convictions not be entered into the evidence. But Mr. Fink, her lawyer, says that that was an error, again, on the judge's part because it gave Ms. Harvey potential motivation to lie about how everything went down here because she was on probation at the time. So that's another one of the major issues that's going to be considered on appeal.
So, Sarah, how likely is this appeal to succeed? What are you hearing?
It's very hard to overturn jury verdicts. We don't know, or at least I don't know exactly, you know, percentage-wise what the odds are, but from what I hear from appellate lawyers, it's in the single digits of cases of appeals that challenge jury verdicts that actually succeed. So it's a long shot in that sense, but Mr. Fink says that Ms. Ra, he thinks, has a very strong appeal, and it looks, at least to a layperson, like there are at least a couple issues here raised about what went on at trial that seem to have some legal merit.
And I know you've spoken with Suwatu Salama Ra's family. What are they saying?
Well, I spoke to her mom, Rhonda Anderson, and she says, again, we need to remember that Suwachu was pregnant when she went to prison. So she gave birth to her second child in a hospital, but she was in custody. Her family was not allowed to be there. She was separated from the baby after 48 hours and sent back to prison, and that's when the family got to pick the baby up. Fortunately, both her and her son came through the delivery safely, and he's now apparently a healthy baby boy. But just that experience and the, you know, just the sort of constant emotional roller coaster of going through the legal process and now the appeals process, Rhonda Anderson, her mom, says has been very difficult.
It is so tense. It is not comfortable at all. Each day, each hour of the day is difficult because you're waiting to get a call and say, oh, yes, she can come home.
What is the timeline, Sarah?
Well, in addition to actually appealing her conviction, they're also seeking an appeals bond for her. That means that she would be, if granted, allowed out on bond while the appeal is proceeding. So they're apparently Mr. Fink is trying to work out a deal with the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office to perhaps get their recommendation for that. We'll see if that actually happens, but we should know about that fairly soon. The appeal itself could go on possibly 4 months.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.